Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show on this Friday. Bill Ryder with you, filling in for Jim. 1 hour to go. Jim back on Monday. If you want to give us a call before then, 1-800-636-8686. Email us, romanhaveatake.com, at Jim Rome on Twitter, or hit me up, SportsWriter, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. The program, as always, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Now, what a great run of sports we're about to have. I am incredibly into the quarterfinal with UEFA today. Barcelona against Bayern Munich. You've got, and we talked about this an hour ago, a great fight on a lot of levels. UFC 252 in Stipe Miocic against Daniel Cormier. Great fight. NBA's got some random game. Not a single NBA game today matters. That's gonna be a little weird. A bunch of scrubs just like running up and down, not really caring. But real playoffs begin tomorrow, or sort of. 8-9 game tomorrow, Memphis, Portland. The second game, if necessary, if Portland somehow loses to Memphis on Sunday, and then the playoffs get going. And you've got Major League Baseball really starting to get into a bit of a groove. And for me, and the most interesting thing that's going to happen in the NBA over the next few days will be that play-in game. For me, there's a reality for Damian Lillard that I think should be celebrated, and he should get some credit. I might have been earlier in the week. It feels like three. Isn't it bizarre how time is just warped in 2020? Things happen. My wife, Lori, and I will lay in bed at the end of the night when we finally get our kids to go to sleep and talk about something that we'll say, oh, remember, wasn't that 3 weeks ago? My wife will like gently, because I'm slow, and be like, sweetie, that was yesterday. So I think it was earlier in the week that Damian Lillard got into it with the Clippers, and they were clapping at each other. Maybe it was last week. And one of the things, and what happened was Dame missed some critical free throws. Some Clippers, including Patrick Beverley, got in his face a little bit about it. Lillard, and I thought, like, accurately, but pointedly after the game, said, I've sent those guys home. You know, I've sent Paul George home. I've sent Patrick Beverley home. That's respect. And then they started to get into it a little bit with each other on social media. And Damian Lillard, as part of that exchange, said the following to Paul George. Keep switching teams, running from the grind. You boys is chumps. And the thing about what Lillard said is, it's true. I mean, I'll leave you to decide whether or not Paul George is a chump. I think time will tell. But Damian Lillard hasn't left. And by the way, he had his co-star. He had a co-star in LaMarcus Aldridge. Remember when that was a big deal? Remember when everybody put together presentations for LaMarcus Aldridge? And Aldridge told the local media in Portland, which is the right thing to do, even though it's a lie, I'm not going to leave. So he wasn't a distraction. And then he left for San Antonio, which obviously has a remarkable run of success. And Lillard didn't cut and run. Think of the guys who have left. LeBron James left Cleveland before he ever won an NBA championship. That's his right to do. Then he went back 1-1 and left again. Kevin Durant left the Oklahoma City Thunder, the team that drafted him. They drafted him in Seattle, but the Thunder drafted him for a Warriors squad that beat them in the playoffs when the Thunder were up 3-1. James Harden, to be fair, was traded, but forced his way out, as did Russell Westbrook. Paul George forced his way out of the Pacers and then was colluded with Kawhi Leonard to go to the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard, who was the second youngest finals MVP in NBA history with the Spurs and the next baton holder, right? The next guy that was going to take over and be the face of that continued excellence with San Antonio, got sideways with that organization and went to Toronto. I mean, the list, you can go on and on. Kevin Durant's a net now. Kyrie Irving forced his way out of Cleveland when they were still a championship contender. Not a lot of guys stick around. Is Jason Tatum going to emerge in that kind of a star? We'll see. Are the Heat really contenders to that young core? If they are, it's because Jimmy Butler has forced his way to a couple different teams. You know, Simmons and Embiid are interesting because they're still there and they keep breaking down. And I'm not going to fault anybody who wants to go somewhere to improve their life. That's part of the American dream. There's opportunity and you follow it. My kids were born in Kansas. We were in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm from Iowa. I went to the University of Missouri, and I spent my entire life there, outside of a semester in London and some internships in places like Chicago and D.C. And I said this earlier in the show. Didn't see the ocean until I was 20. Set foot in New York for the first time when I was 31 or 32. Set foot in L.A. the first time a year later in my life. You know, an adult, a grown man. Never would have left the Midwest. Had no interest. And then Fox Sports 1 launched this television network and moved me to L.A. So I'm not judging those guys. But Damian Lillard is right in that he has stuck it out and he has stuck around. And what I find really interesting about it is it speaks to why this guy is who he is. He has always been underrated and underappreciated. Under-recruited out of high school. Played at a college that's not a major force. Was not the top pick in that draft. And you know, give Neil O'Shea, the GM in Portland, credit. He found Damian Lillard the way the Warriors found Steph Curry, which is to say after several other guys got picked that shouldn't have ahead of him. But at least Steph Curry at Davidson was this huge story. I mean, his greatness to be was on display and easy to evaluate. You had to just understand that Lillard was worth evaluating on that level. And at every step of the way, Lillard has overcome, has taken the fact that he hasn't been appreciated and has turned it into success. It wasn't that long ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where Lillard decided he was going to compete in every single random NBA event because he wasn't selected as an all-star. I'm going to do the skills challenge. I'm going to do the dunk. I'm going to do all of it. 3-point, I'm doing all of it. This guy, in a world where people pretend they have chips on their shoulders but actually like get done with work and go to one of their five houses and hang out with their sycophantic friends, Lillard eats and breathes and lives and dies basketball. Gary Payton told me this years ago when I was doing TV with him, that Lillard was, and I love Gary. I mean, Gary is a little biased here, but he said you have to understand Bay Area basketball culture, which is where Lillard is from. Jason Kidd, Gary Payton, Damian Lillard. They feel disrespected from the moment they start. Everybody's talking about Chicago basketball and New York basketball and L.A. basketball. It's why don't sleep on Lillard. The Lakers aren't. The Los Angeles Lakers are terrified about playing the Portland Trailblazers. Not because Portland's a favorite in that series, but because Portland's the kind of team you're supposed to face in the second round or maybe a conference finals. Part of the advantage of being a one, there's a lot, but one of the advantages of being a one seed is you have home court advantage. That's wiped away. And remember, the Lakers were never going to have a disadvantage against the Clippers. They were going to have 7 home games against the Clippers if this pandemic doesn't hit. There is no Clippers home game advantage against the Lakers. It does not exist. But the other advantage of a first round series, and it's one that Milwaukee's going to experience, is you don't have to sweat the series. You don't have to use up the emotional energy, which is going to be in short supply in that bubble, which we've talked about a lot here on the Jim Rome Show. We've talked about it a lot. Bill Ryder, by the way, filling in. And the physical energy you're going to need. We've seen guys go down to injury. We've seen the Milwaukee Bucks be out of sync at the end of games. We've seen the Los Angeles Lakers just be out of sync in almost every game. Some of that is because they haven't played basketball in 4.5 months heading into Orlando. That's problematic. And the reserves of energy you're going to need are going to be really critically important. And some of it is you just don't want to risk losing. All of those things are erased by the fact that they're going to face the Trailblazers at once Portland beats Memphis. And the reason that the Lakers fear Portland isn't because of Portland, although that's a good team. They're interesting. Their front court is back. Yusuf Nurkic, if you watched the game last night, he looked like I look after I've run 3 miles. I mean, that guy was just like, get me a couch and a beer. But whatever, he grinded through it. I mean, Hassan Whiteside had some minutes, okay. CJ McCollum played through that injury, and we'll see how significant that is. Melo's hit some big shots. He had one yesterday, but he also missed a big one. But the reason the Lakers fear that team is because Damian Lillard is that good. He's a top five player who doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's been called, and it's actually a compliment, but I'm sure he won't take it that way, a poor man Steph Curry. But I think the real reality is that he's a better version of James Harden. Can you imagine Lillard in that offense that D'Antoni runs? People always act like whoever's the focal point of D'Antoni's offense is the reason that offense is so up-tempo and so remarkable. I mean, and I don't want to take shots at Jeremy Lin. He's a nice guy. But Jeremy Lin was a bona fide international superstar because he was in Mike D'Antoni's offense. Lillard is a better version of Harden because he can do all the things Harden can do, but he can do it in crunch time. Lillard took over that game yesterday. And I know the Nets, not a team you should struggle against. Caris LeVert has emerged as a legitimate number three level star. I don't think it's going to work with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Those guys don't share the ball, and LeVert obviously had to have it in his hands to be what he was last night, 36 points, whatever it was. He's awesome. But it was a challenge, an unexpected one, for a Nets team that had nothing to play for but pride. That's sometimes the easiest spot to be in. It's hard to be the favorite with everything on the line. Everything that has made Damian Lillard remarkable, everything that has made Damian Lillard dangerous, is encapsulated in that exchange with the Clippers. Disrespect. I mean, this guy made a conference finals last year. Is one of the five best players in the game, and one of the Morris twins and Patrick Beverly and Paul George are going to talk smack to him? With all respect to Paul George, who may win an NBA championship this year and has played really well, what has Paul George actually accomplished in his career that is in line with his talent? Let's go through it. He was a Pacer, and when he left the Pacers, remember when, I'm going to go back a little bit in the way back machine. Remember when he was complaining after he came back from his injury that he didn't get to take the final shot with Indiana, the Pacers team. Do you know that he had never hit a buzzer beater in his career when he got traded to the Thunder? The first buzzer beater that Paul George ever hit was with the Thunder. But not the buzzer beater Dame hit. Not when it mattered. Not when it counted. Not when the game was on the line. Because Dame did send him home. Paul George hasn't done it. Harden hasn't done it. Giannis hasn't done it. It's a small list of guys that we've seen at that level of greatness. One of the best players in the NBA who have won playoff series with their excellence beyond the ability of their basketball team. That have made that team a much better version of themselves when they played big in those big moments. It's not like Dame is the guy from 4 years ago, played really well against the Warriors but got smoked in five games. They made a conference finals last year. They sent home Russell Westbrook and Paul George. They created, Damian Lillard with that shot created half of the NBA as we know it. Paul George is a Clipper because of Damian Lillard. Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers because Paul George was able to go. Russell Westbrook is a Rocket because of Damian Lillard. The guy doesn't get the respect he deserves. That's why he's calling these guys chumps. And he deserves to be celebrated. And I wouldn't want to face him either if I was the Los Angeles Lakers. 1-800-636-8686 is the phone number. Don't have time to wax your car? 303 Touchless Sealant is a quick and easy solution. Simply spray on and rinse off. It's that easy. Get the ultimate protection and shine in no time. Available at O'Reilly AutoZone and Advanced Auto Parts. Visit 303radio.com for more information, which brings us, that is, the huge email to do this. I'm excited. Here we go. Oh, come on, guys. I love this show. Tell us when Matt in L.A. is coming up so we can go take a leak or have a smoke or make time with that hot new chick in human resources, Mike Snowden. I would pretend I don't like clone-on-clone crime, but I do. I actually like when you guys take shots at me. Some guy just on Twitter was like, Ryder's the worst. You failed at 570. Lost to CBS. You suck. You made me smile. Thanks for listening, dude. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to that 570 show back in the day. That is commitment to radio, and I appreciate you very, very much. Bill Ryder filling in here on the Jim Rome Show. I got to talk when we come back here in a second. I got to talk some of what the Spurs have done, like where that accomplishment ranks. How many of you, because you should, when you think about the Spurs, hold them in the same esteem and fear and historical greatness as the Patriots? Because that's the comp. What the Spurs have done over the last 22 years, the streak that came to an end yesterday, by the way, they won their game too, they just came up short, is one of the most incredible accomplishments in sports that I would argue, and we'll argue in a moment here, has not gotten the credit it deserves. We'll do that next year on the Jim Rome Show.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Back into the Jim Rome Show on this Friday. Bill Ryder with you. What's up? Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you. 1-800-636-8686 is the phone number. here on the Jim Rome Show. Rome at haveatake.com, at Jim Rome on Twitter, jimrome.com. You can also hit me up at SportsRider, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. As you get back to business, Grainger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. All right, here's a huge tweet. Evan in Oregon tweets at SportsRider. SportsRider might, that's me, might be the only person on Twitter that likes Dame more than me. I love the guy. And it's an interesting way that we assess greatness. You have to have rings. You have to have championships. And that is a fairly universal perspective from sports fans. It's also agreed that we wish guys would stay rather than leave. Stay in the markets that drafted them and stick around. Can't always have both. The most interesting case study in this going forward is going to be Giannis. Giannis is going to win NBA. It's not a question. He will win NBA championships if he stays healthy. In Milwaukee, in Golden State, in some random other place. And I've long since stopped believing guys when they tell me they're not going to leave. And I've stopped being mad at guys for lying to us. I mean, what is someone who's going to leave their market supposed to say? Yeah, I actually can't stand the winter, and I'm getting the hell out of here for some big coastal city, but I can't tell you because my deal's not up for 2 years. I'm not mad at guys for staying. I'm not mad at guys for leaving. But I'm going to root for the guys probably with a lot more passion who stick around. Anywhere. And by the way, big market helps. It does not guarantee anything. See the New York Knicks. And I don't think the Brooklyn Nets are going to win an NBA championship with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Hope I'm wrong. Be cool to see that happen. I'm a lot more confident that Garrett Ritt's going to be a streaming machine next time that I'm here than I am KD and Kyrie Irving are going to find some kind of harmony, happiness, and copacetic ability to get along. I'm not buying it for a minute. I'm just not. So being in a huge market doesn't guarantee anything, but it doesn't hurt. Both LA teams, well run now, pretty critical, have a chance at an NBA championship. Boston has a chance at an NBA championship this year. Toronto, which by the way is a major city, it's hard to get guys to go there. But places like Toronto are going to be a lot more easy to recruit to as the international impact on the game continues to grow. American players don't always love Toronto. A lot of international players prefer it. As brutal as the winters are, I don't know if you guys have been to Toronto's amazing. It's like Chicago meets New York, meets a little sliver of Paris. And while it's cold, the people could not be nicer. Toronto's a great, great city. All right. It is time to answer your Ask the Pros question. Were you the clones? Get to submit a question to cbsportsradio.com/askthepros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Bill. If you could switch lives with anyone in the XR4TI for just one day, who would it be? Thanks. I could switch it with anybody. Who would you guys go with?
Game on.
Game would be on. I'm not a big switch with anybody. Isn't that like a Disney thing with Jamie Lee Curtis? Where you switch by Adam Hawk, who by the way is become my tennis mentor. And also the person who passes judgment on me. My wife enjoyed how Adam was like, you're a bad person at tennis. Who would you switch with if you had the opportunity? You get a day, you get to be somebody else. Garrett Ritt's not an acceptable answer.
Honestly, if I'm switching with anyone on this show, it's Jim.
Yeah, you would switch with Jim, wouldn't you?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
I find Alvin mysterious. Like, I just want to know like what happens when Alvin goes home. I might go with Alvin for a minute.
Well, I'll fill you in. A lot of clones are just going to tweet you right now that what goes on when Alvin goes home is a lot of relations because he has a lot of kids. So that's the running joke around here. So a lot of people would probably want to switch spots with Alvin because of he's got a reputation for having a lot of sex. So maybe Alvin as well for a lot of people. But yeah, when you say you want to switch with Alvin, that's the tweet you're going to get. But yeah, I think the obvious answer is I would switch with Jim.
Now, you're in really good shape. I could switch with you and just like go run a marathon for fun without training.
I appreciate you saying that.
That could work.
Yeah. It would take you 5 hours if you switched places with me. I'm not in peak physical shape, but you would be able to get one done with some training. Absolutely. I think you could do one just being you, Bill.
How many that's a nice lie. How many times have you broken 80 in the last year?
Golf twice. Yeah.
Okay, so I might just roll with that and find like and play my brother when I know he's coming off. He runs a restaurant just to like a 46-hour no sleep shift and have a chance.
Yeah.
I've seen my brother shoot some 81s and some 82s, but I got to get to the low 80s to be able to do that.
Yeah, you could beat him if he's coming off of a bender and he's tired. You know, golf is all about focus, and if you're tired, yeah. It's really tough to play, honestly. It looks like a very leisurely activity, but if you're not focused on what you're doing, you got no chance.
Actually, as I think about it with Garrett, I might change my answer because I'm a very nostalgic guy, and I haven't been able to find a VCR in years. And just the ability to go home, pop in the VCR, watch some old school. Rio was playing some crazy music this morning. A little Chicago, which I was into for a minute, but then you went like deep tracks. Chef from South Park was playing. Yeah, like maybe like get into the, you know, get into the VCR collection of Garrett Ritt. Some 70s classics like Injustice for All. I see that on your, on your VCR. You have that film. There you go. All you guys would be an interesting experience. Just very quickly before we get to Jim Jackson, I just want to give the credit where it's due. The Spurs, until yesterday, were on a consecutive playoff run that was. Now it's over. It ended at 22 years. They won 5 championships over that stretch. They won as many championships, Tim Duncan is a part of that, as Kobe Bryant did. He's one of the greats. I mean, it's a similar level of greatness. They did it in a sport where your market matters. They did it in a city, and I like San Antonio a lot, but that's not an easy place to recruit players to. They did it by convincing guys to take less money. You know, all this, and we should, all this praise of Patrick Mahomes doing team-friendly deals. I mean, that's what the Spurs did beforehand. They beat LeBron James. They beat the Lakers. I mean, that Spurs organization is the New England Patriots of the NBA. And interestingly, they might both be coming to an end at the same time. We'll see. I know some people think that New England's going to win 10 games this year and be right where they were. And there are some folks who are highly skeptical. And a lot of it has to do with Cam Newton. What did Bill Belichick say yesterday, about Cam? Kid works hard? Yeah. Yeah, kid's talented too. He's also not a kid, but I mean, he is a guy that in Cam Newton you don't know what you have in terms of health. Just like the Spurs, eventually you can't hold on to your talent forever. Eventually people leave. Brady left, Kawhi left, these things come to an end. The Spurs run, what they accomplished, those 22 years, Spurs fans, it's one of the most impressive sports accomplishments that I've seen in my lifetime as a 42-year-old who's been doing this for a living. Almost for the entirety of that streak. Year, and it's not some hollow accomplishment. The current holder of that streak now, that it's no longer active for the Spurs, is the Houston Rockets. They've made the postseason 8 years in a row. It's very impressive. I think you give Daryl Morey, the GM, a ton of credit. Starting with prying James Harden from Sam Presti for very, very little. Sam Presti, the GM in Oklahoma City. But the Rockets have not met or capped off that accomplishment with any kind of even remote shot at a championship. Haven't made a finals. The Spurs made the playoffs 22 years in a row, and they won an NBA championship a little less than 1 out of 4 of every one of those opportunities to play playoff basketball. They did it with Tim Duncan in his prime. They did it with Tim Duncan being 105 years old. They did it with Tony Parker being an MVP in the finals. They did it with Kawhi Leonard being an MVP in the finals at 23 years old. Greg Popovich and the Spurs aren't going to get the kind of praise and ridiculous attention that an NFL team would get, the Lakers would get if they accomplished that, the Knicks would get, which I know would never happen, but if they were to accomplish that, but they deserve it. That Spurs run, I don't think will ever be replicated. I mean, the East is really deep, and next year the West is going to have anywhere from 11 to 14 playoff contenders. And the CBA is constructed in a way, and it took a while to get there because of a very bizarre circumstance and timing that allowed the Warriors to build what they built. But the CBA is constructed in a way to create a little more parity and to give some smaller markets advantages, which are going to start to be evident in the years ahead. You're never going to see, not in our lifetimes, a team make the NBA playoffs 22 years in a row. You're just not. It's not going to happen. I guess if Luka Doncic stays in Dallas and is healthy, but even, I mean, 22 years, I mean, it's an absurdity and incredibly, incredibly impressive accomplishment. And I know Popovich didn't want to talk about it, focus on the present, blah, 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 blah. Spurs fans, nothing but respect. Very impressive. I'm Bill Ryder, filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show. Close out the show with one of my favorite guys, longtime NBA player, NBA analyst Jim Jackson, going to join me just after this CBS Sports Radio update with Bob Huesler. Welcome back into the Jim Rome Show. Final segment on this Friday. Jim is back on Monday. My name's Bill Ryder, filling in. Appreciate you listening. 1-800-636-8686. RomeandHeavyTake.com, at Jim Rome on Twitter, JimRome.com. Sports Ryder, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Based on Jim's Twitter feed, looks like he's in Wisconsin or was. Man, my parents lived in Green Bay for a while. I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, in the Chicago suburbs. Wisconsin in the summertime might be about as beautiful a place in this country as anywhere. Great, great spot. Iowa's not bad either. You gotta plug the home state. All right, let's go to the phone line, 1-800-636-8686. Trapper in Crescent City. What's up, brother? You're back on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Great job pinch hitting, by the way.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. And by the way, here's to Boone, Iowa, where my family's from.
Nice.
Real quick, everybody knows, Bill, what went down with the 2017 World Series. The lying, cheating, mendacious scumbag, I'll throw that in there too, Astros. All they had to do was cop out, say a few really cheesy mea culpas, and they got immunity deals. My question, where's the immunity deal for Pete Rose? And Pete Rose, what he did was far less onerous than stealing a World Series. I want to know what your opinion is. Do you think he is ever going to see justice and be taken off of the death penalty list by Major League Baseball? I'm going to get off. Thank you, Bill, for a great job. And God bless. I'm out.
Trapper, appreciate you. Yeah, I used to roll hard for Rose. I don't anymore because of some stuff that has nothing to do with baseball. But he should certainly be in the Hall of Fame. No, I don't think there's going to be equity there. And I think it's because you can attack Pete Rose now, if you're Manfred or anyone, or keep him on the outside looking in, without it soiling your game. You just get to push off all the Pete Rose problems to Pete Rose. You admit what the Astros did, you admit there's a major and massive problem with baseball. You acknowledge that that sport was broken in a significant way. And that's a major, major problem for Robert Manfred and for that sport. Look, I'm with you. I think they are scumbags. I think it's the right term. I think they are cheaters. And I think there's not going to be the kind of repercussions there should have been unless it's settled on the field by other teams. And there are going to be severe penalties for those teams, those players like Joe Kelly, other organizations that take matters into their own hands. There really is. So one of the benefits of doing this job is that you get to meet a lot of interesting people across a lot of different parts of life. You get to meet GMs, writers, athletes, all kinds of folks. And one of the coolest people, one of the nicest people I've met, a guy that was really gracious to me when I was starting on TV, is Jim Jackson. Longtime player, TNT analyst, and we're going to try to get him on here in a little bit. And one of the things Jim used to talk about, and I think it's right, you can compete as hard as you want. You can be as angry as you want. You can even, you know, get a little close to dirty play. You can get physical. But every sport has its own boundaries and its own set of rules. And out-and-out cheating in those sports, whatever the sort of rules of the game of that particular sport, when you violate them, you should not be regarded with the same level of affection, praise, legacy, greatness as you were before. In golf, you can't change your lie, right? There's a very serious code about golf. In baseball, at least back in the day, the idea of using steroids, a performance-enhancing drugs, which was a much more severe betrayal than it might have been in other sports, in large part because in theory, and that's just gone now, but you wanted to believe the idea you could compare a Mickey Mantle season to an Aaron Judge season, that you could compare what Sammy Sosa did to what Roger Maris did, and they did away with that. And certainly in baseball now, in a very real way, you can't be stealing signs. All right, so speaking of Jim Jackson, who I'm a big fan of, and who, by the way, guy's already had a pretty amazing life, right? Ohio State, incredible career in the NBA. Now he's blown up as he well deserves as a broadcaster everywhere, including TNT. Mr. Jim Jackson, how are you, my man? How's life?
Life is great. Easy rider. I mean, how are you, man? How's things with you, brother?
I'm good. I mean, you know how it is. If you're going to be stuck somewhere, LA is not a bad place to be stuck during this lockdown.
No. I'm going to tell you what, man. Going through the COVID stuff and quarantine, a lot of people ask, you know, like, what's going on? How are you handling it? I'm like, listen, I'm probably the wrong person to ask, meaning that, you know, I've been blessed to be in a situation, you know, because of my career and what I'm doing now, to not have to kind of worry about what happens tomorrow, so to speak.
Yep.
So it's kind of an unfair question because I'm blessed enough to still be able to work and have a life and not really be too much affected other than not calling games and, you know, receiving what comes with that. But compared to a lot of people who are losing their jobs or not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm relatively okay. So I try not to complain about it, brother.
Amen. I mean, no, that's you and I are from the same part of the country. And,
yep.
And a lot of people I love and know don't have work, and I do, right?
Exactly.
So everything else falls into line. If you were still playing, if you're Memphis and almost certainly, if you're the Lakers, how do you try to cool off this Damian Lillard we've been seeing the last three games?
Well, here's the challenge is that you're facing not only, okay, I mean, Dame has been Dame, okay? He's averaged 29 during the course of the season. So it's not like we haven't seen him. But the difference, Bill, is that what we've always said during the course of the year, we haven't seen this Portland Trailblazer team healthy. And that was even before adding Carmelo, okay? Think about with Nurkic and Zach Collins coming in, and then you add a Carmelo, so he got a chance to kind of redefine himself in a role. Now you bring back your two more valuable players that also not only can score, but they help spread the court and give Dame even more space. So a lot of Dame's success is because of now they're fully healthy. He has more options, okay, to go to if there is help. But now you can't concentrate just like the other night when they tried to double team him, take the ball out of his hand. He was good enough to give it up, get it back, and still play. So it's a combination of not just Dame, but Portland is now healthy.
Jim Jackson, I'm not disrespecting that Memphis team, but they are young and they are beat up. And almost certainly, presumably, the Trailblazers are going to advance this weekend, and they're going to play the Lakers in a best-of-seven series. If that happens, what kind of a chance do you give Portland against L.A.?
Well, let's back up. First, I feel bad for Memphis because, from this perspective, all year they put themselves in a position to be right there in the eighth spot. But as you know and I know, injuries play such a critical role. Whether this is during the regular season, down the stretch, or right here in the bubble, Jaren Jackson going down, Junior, that hurts. So that's the marathon we talk about in the NBA in regards to sometimes it's not always the most talented team. It's a team that can stay healthy that puts themselves in a situation to ultimately compete. So Memphis had their shot, but injuries kind of derailed that, and they didn't play that well coming back in the bubble. But here's the thing about the Lakers thing. Lakers are 2-1 against Portland this year. Okay, again, that's not the healthy Portland team. I think the interesting matchup is Dame and CJ are going to do their thing. LeBron is going to do his thing. It's if Yusuf Nurkic can be effective, not only against AD, but against Dwight and also JaVale McGee. Okay? that right there, that matchup in there to me is very intriguing because in the bubble, we saw how effective Yusuf could be. But versus the Lakers, you have three legitimate big guys that can defend in the post and make it a little bit more difficult for Yusuf to kind of get his money, so to speak. So that's going to be the interesting matchup to me.
Jim Jackson here on the Jim Rome Show. I'm Bill Ryder filling in for Jim. Jim, when you look at teams like, I don't want to exclude too many, but the Heat of the Pacers, the Nuggets who have added Michael Porter Jr. and Bol Bol, some interesting factors in the bubble, the winner of the Thunder Rockets, even the Mavericks, any of these second or third tier teams compared to the big contenders, anybody you think is capable of winning a couple playoff series to make a real run?
Well, Houston is definitely, especially if you know, Russell comes back healthy with that quad strain, just because of how they play. They're going to force you to kind of match up a little bit because they ultimately win the championship. I don't know. You're an injury away. Think about last year with Golden State and Toronto. If KD, Clay doesn't get hurt, we kind of figured that Golden State maybe wins that series 4-2, okay? But because of the injury, plural, guess what happens? Now Toronto is facing not a fully loaded Golden State team, and ultimately they won a championship, and that's not to take anything away from their talent. But those things play a major role in who wins and who doesn't. So if you look at the Lakers, who are not playing well, the Clippers still trying to find continuity, could there be a team that's rolling that could contend? I would say yes. Anything can happen, especially in the bubble, now that you don't have, per se, home court advantage, okay? So, you know, Toronto is playing extremely well.
Yeah.
Okay. A Houston, if they get things going and rolling and knocking down shots, because they're going to give up offensive rebounds. But so what? What they're able to do in the paint, get to the free throw line and knock down threes, offset their lack of rebounding. So those two in particular, if Boston gets out, I don't know if they have enough, but they can make it intriguing. So this year is a little bit different, Bill. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody sneaks in there because it's a neutral site to win it.
Jim, you played in the league for a long time. You played with a lot of teams. I'm sure you played on some teams you guys really got along, and I'm sure you played on some teams where at times you guys did not get along. What do you think it looks like for these teams in the bubble that don't, in normal circumstances, have the best level of chemistry and affection for each other?
This is tough, Bill. And, a lot of people want to go back to our Dallas days, and a lot of our problems when we were in Dallas had to do with, you know, I had four coaches, three different owners in 5.5 years. So that, we never had continuity, but then we had our issues because we were young. Not so much we didn't like each other, it was just we had our issues. Now, when you're having issues and you're normally in your home away from each other after practice, is not as intense. But when you're, like you said, when you're around each other all the time and these issues are never resolved, they come out and manifest themselves in different ways. A lot of times that happens to be on the court. You know, a little play here or there, a side eye, a look, I didn't get the ball here, I'm not passing it. Then it starts to boil over. Okay, and that's a tougher thing. And that's where coaching, I think the coaching staff really earn their stripes along with the X's and O's, is how do you manage egos? Some of the best coaches are the ones that are not just X's and O's, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley. You know, it's how do I manage egos of these, you know, ultra male figures that, you know, have been successful, but I need them to be on the same page, even though their personalities may not get along. But I need them agree to disagree to be able to play together. That's where, you know, the coaching and really comes into play.
Jim Jackson, dude, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Continued success and good health, man, to you and your family. Thank you, buddy, for making some time.
Come on, brother, and hit me up because I'm going down the bubble tomorrow because I'm on the playoff team to cover the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. So. Love to catch up with you, give you some insight when I'm down there.
Dude, done. I'll call you.
Got it.
All right, man. Thank you, Jim.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Later.
Jim Jackson on the show. Love, Jim. That was the huge call. And it was huge. Brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges and helps if you need to fix them. You know another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. I love Jim's answer about guys that don't like each other. You heard him laugh and get animated because this is the stuff that's real that just we, you and I, we just can't measure from a distance. Remember those Dallas teams? Those of you that are old enough? All that drama with Jay Kidd and Jim Jackson. And was it Torrey Braxton? Yeah, Mashburn. Some, they were fighting over some singer. And theoretically, I'm not going to ask Jim about it. It's private life. It's Friday. We've gotten through this show. You have gotten through Clones 2 weeks without Jim. Good news. Great news. The news you want to hear. He is back. He is back on Monday. Thank you to Garrett Ritt, the Streaming Machine, for doing great work.
Finally.
Appreciate Adam Hawk properly judging my my character flaws in tennis. I don't care. I embrace it. Underhand serves against 90-year-olds and drop shots. I'm so in. I'm doing it. Thank you to the whole crew and to Jim for letting me do this. It is, as I say every time, because it's true, one of the highlights of my year professionally. I am a clone. I grew up on this show. I learned radio from this show, and it's extraordinarily cool and gratifying to be able to sit here. You can hit me up on Twitter at SportsRiter, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Enjoy, in just a few minutes, enjoy Barcelona, Bayern Munich. Enjoy Portland trying to seal the deal for that actual 8 seed that advances. Man, enjoy UFC 252. It's going to be a great fight. Give me Cormier. But who knows? It's going to be such a good fight. I think DC wins against Miocic. Incredible swan song. One of the great careers we've seen in UFC history. My name is Bill Ryder. Thank you for listening. Jim is back here on Monday on The Jim Rome Show.